Wilmington is looking to fill up some empty storefronts, and a downtown organization is offering $20,000 to the entrepreneur who comes up with the best plan and is able to open up a new business. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman explains.
After Tropical Storm Irene, Wilmington became the poster child for working its way back from the disastrous flood of 2011. Meg Staloff is program coordinator of the nonprofit Wilmington Works, and she says Wilmington wants to continue moving ahead.
We had a huge comeback, and we were really able to kind of bring the town back, but have some persistent vacancies, and then some older business owners who might be retiring, people who decided to change their plans, move on. So for one reason or another, we have quite a few available buildings in town.
Staloff says Wilmington Works is asking prospective entrepreneurs to come up with some ideas for a year-round downtown business. A panel will listen to the presentations and then help the top contenders refine their plans.
How can we change our town in a real way? You know, just see who's out there with ideas, kind of let them bubble to the surface.
Paul Pabst is a second homeowner, and he won a chunk of money on the television game show Sports Jeopardy. Pabst's prize earnings make up most of the $20,000 that the winner will receive.
I live in Fairfield, Connecticut. I know nobody. I visit Wilmington all the time as a second homeowner. I know everybody here. It's a very welcoming community. You could walk into a restaurant and you'll know three people before you sit down. And it makes it a place that I want to come to a lot.
Pabst hopes the prize money helps cast a wide net for ideas. And he says he hopes the winning business plan adds to the year-round economy in the Deerfield Valley.
I think there's a business that can serve both the local community and the tourism ski community. And I think that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for just another restaurant that gets used in winter when all the people are up here for skiing. I like the idea, and whoever has the best idea wins, is some type of business that appeals year-round, 12 months a year, to the people who visit here and the people who live here.
Wilmington Works will collect business ideas until July 16th. They'll contact the semifinalists on August 1st and then make a final decision in October. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Wilmington.